Chapter 5. I Start My New Life. In the morning, the weather was clear and sunny. I saw the ship about half a kilometre away. It was on the rocks, and it was not completely broken. I'm very lucky, I said to myself. Perhaps there is food on the ship and other things I need. I swam to the ship with pieces of wood and ropes. I made a raft to carry things to the island. I filled boxes with food, clothes, and guns. I rowed to the island. Then I put a blanket on the ground to sleep on and put the boxes around me for protection. The next morning, I went to the ship again. I made a better raft and took more things. As I reached the shore and took the things off the raft, I heard a dog bark. It was the captain's dog from the ship. "You are alive!" I exclaimed. "I'm so happy to see you." During the next 3 weeks, I went to the ship many more times and took everything useful. I also found a Bible to read. Then there was a big storm and the ship sank. "We were lucky to get so much from the ship before it sank," I said to the dog, my only friend. The day after the storm, I saw a big wildcat. It wasn't frightened of me. It sat and watched me for a few minutes. Then it walked away. The wildcat didn't hurt me, but I was frightened that there were more dangerous animals on the island. "Come," I said to my dog. "We must find a safer place to live. We need better protection." We looked all day for a good place. Finally, I found it, a small cave on a hill. There was fresh water near the cave, and there was a clear view of the sea. "This is excellent," I said to my dog. "We can see ships from here, and I can signal for help." I built a fence around the entrance to the cave. It was hard work, and it took me many days. Then I made a tent between the cave and the fence. Inside the tent, I put blankets on the ground to sleep on. I also made a calendar on a wooden post. On the post, I cut the words, "I arrived here on the 30th of September, 1659. Every day, I cut a line with a knife.